him as much as he gets paid for Malchut. So he has Nigi. If he gets paid the same fee, no matter what the judgment is, whether it's in Tomim or in Palmum. So merely he has no Nigi, he has no interest in deciding a certain way, in a certain way. But if he gets paid only when the judgment is that it's a Balmum, so he has an idea. So why does the Rambam say only because of losses for Sai? So the Dor HaShulchan says, Dor HaShulchan doesn't say it in connection to the Rambam. He says it's just Das Atzme, but we have to say it in the Rambam. So the HaShulchan says, because actually there is a loche that one is not allowed to get paid. To get paid for a Yeroi. So, and the inspection of the prayer is a Yeroi of Isabeta. One is not allowed, it's a Dreis. Just as one is not allowed to get paid for paskening it in Torah, for teaching Torah, so he's not allowed to get paid for giving a Yeroi in prayers. In prayers. But the only heter is if it's Chabato, that's the only heter, it's Chabato. In other words, if we wouldn't have anyone to Paskin Shaila, so he wouldn't, so then so he's Mivatel from Adam Aloche, because like this, the same person could do something else, and because he devotes himself to Paskin Shaila, he cannot do anything else. So the male is Chabato. So the only heter is Chabatole. So in other words, so in each case, when he can paskins ishaili mumi, so he only can get paid even if the psak is that it is a balmum. So he only can get paid if it is Chabatole. So the mele, it's not shaykh to say that it is choshut. If somebody sees it his own prayer, then he's a choshev. Mashayukin, if he sees somebody else's prayer. And so even so, midraise, even if he just gets paid for balimumim, not for me, so he's not choshev. Because true, he has an idea, and he's choshev, they walk shooting. But he has no nigiye. What kind of nigiye? If he doesn't have any batole, if he doesn't lose any money, if the inspection of the poor, if in the particular situation, the inspection of the poor did not involve any monetary loss, he's not allowed to get paid. Even for balamumim. So only in the particular situation he was mivatim lachti. Let's say he was in Ekiv Magol, yes, and then he was called to interrupt his work in order to look at a poor. So that involved, let's say, a loss of $50. So Mimele is allowed to get $50. But if he didn't involve any Schabatole, so then he's not allowed. So Mimele is not shayach to say he has an idea. Because he only can get paid even if the judgment is that it is a balmum. If in the particular situation it turns out that he had lost. So that's the reason as to why the Rambam said that the Chachomim had to enact a special takonim. Even though vis-a-vis Pchiras Atzmei, so Midraise is not Lemon because they were Shubim. The Kehanim were Shubim. They were Shubim when they had an Igiyeh. But vis-a-vis Pchiras Achirim, so he was only allowed to get paid if there was Hefsed. So maybe there was no Igiyeh. Because it had to be determined in every situation whether he had hefsed or he didn't have hefsed. And he was only allowed to get paid to the extent of his chabaton. That's why the Rambam says it's only on the basis of special takone. Now the question arises against Rashi. So why does Rashi from Rashi's Loshnitz Mashma that even to see Pchiras Achirim, even to see prayers achirim, so he was choshut. Why? Because they were choshut, but since it's prayers achirim, he was not allowed to get paid anyway, except if the particular situation, the particular case, there was hefsed. So what kind of negiyeh? So Rashi holds, since they were choshut, So Mimele, they were choshut in misrepresenting the Shabbatol as well. Man of Shechem, after all, who knows the exact. So Mimele, even Ligabi Pchiles Achirim, if he will not get the same fee, if we'll not get the same fee for Tmimi, so there is an again. All right, this is Rashi. Then Ramot now. So, but the Rambam is made that vis-a-vis Pcheres Atzmo, so then it's not on the basis of Chshat, of Loses Messiah, but because they wash it. All right, but the Rashi thing is that Medine. So not only in Pcheres, but in Kol HaTerei Kolei generally. So one has no nemones in something that is Chazek Isura in Abiyon. So that's why Kol HaPcheres Odom Reyeh Chutz Mipcheres Atzim. Because of the Medine. Now, so the Taz says, Because there they received a considerable fee. So in other words, four isorim for a behemah dako, and shisho isorim for a behemah gaso. So mele, he had to get it for bein tam bein malo, because it's a substantial fee. Masheinki mitakash days. So that's such a double muet. It's so insignificant that we cannot. That it cannot be considered as an igi. It cannot be considered as an igi. Now, so the Rivosh himself mentions that, and the Rivosh rejects it. And he says, what difference does it make? So once you say, so then the question arises, what is considered what is considered merube? I mean, that might vary from person to person. Some people, so for them, only a big sum of money is tempting, and for some other people, even a small amount of money is tempting. So how can you make sure? So they reject the Rivosh himself rejects it. But the Rivosh mentions in the name of the Raivet, and you see that Rishenim and Anim were very much bothered by this practice that existed in the days of the Rishenim, that the Sheikhet used to get a fee from the Ksheiris and not from the Trevis. The Rambam himself criticizes the Shoch in the Pirsha Mishneh prayers, even though the Rambam holds that this was a special takone based upon Loses Masayim, not that he was really choshut, not that we are cheshedim. So he says the same takone applies to Sheikhet also. The same takone that the Chachomim or Misakim biyavne in regard to Kehanim who see Mumi Pcheres, so it applies to Shochtim as well. The Rambam and this, the Pirsha Mishnah, this Rambam. And this Mishnah. Haneitil schorei li yisrei epcherei sen shech. His kinuloi little schorei bitomim u balmu. Now in the Rambam Pirsha Mishnah, Pirkevi, he also discusses the Dovo Mechuea that was known among some Kehanim, so the Bailim used to give them the Matnis Kehune. the Matnis Gune from the Behemoth. And then there was an agreement between the Sam Kehanim and the Bailim to give back a kickback. So he discusses even that also. So the Rambam says, Hanekel Schore Lies Reye Pchere Senshechti. His kiloy little schore mitomeu balmu, kineshel yachshu beise, viyemu hapcher azeh tomemu, avu ma sheomar olof shu balmu, kidei she little schore hoyo, vichein in isloy rishus little schore yalo pa machas al bein mezu. And then he says, umin aloche azois izboi alocho, she yeish min hatabochim, she sheikh hatim bischires yedua, ki she ashrito ksheyo, Vimo is a trip for in little schar. There are some shochtim, he says, some tabochim, who are made, as you see, I mean, from the days of the tour. So in the days of the Rambam, it was also known. So that some tabochim, so when the sheikh and the behemoth turns out to be a ksheiro, they take a fee. But if the behemoth turns out to be a trip for, they don't take a fee. I mean, the reason was because the bailim doesn't want to pay him after all. It's all loss, it's 100% loss for him, so he didn't want to pay him. So he says, V'zeh eini minoro, v'ein don din zeh alo mi she'ein lechochm. Who allows it, who tolerates it? Only a rov who is not learning, he says. L'fi she'oro mitzad adas, she'yishchei b'lo ischar, o yitil schar al kol ma she'yishchei. בין נביא לו, בין טריב לו, בין קשירו, כדי שלא יובי לי דחשב, כמו שהזכינו חכום עם זר ובבחין. So he says, either he sheikhet, doesn't get paid at all, he does it gratuitously, or he gets a fee on every behemoth, well, regardless whether it's a ksheir or triv or nevei lo. Otherwise, there is losses for sign. There is losses for sign. So, you see, so in other words, so the rivosh, so the Rivosh rejects this Teretz of the Taz. It's a Pele, I mean, that the Taz says it. The Rivosh rejects it. And this is really, I mean, what does the Taz consider? I mean, what does the Taz consider, Dovakot? What is Dovakot? All right, Kakashte, certainly the internals of the Behemoth, I mean, the intestines, I mean, was certainly Dovakot. But the question is, what is the criterion whereby we determine? So the Rivosh rejects it. And then the Rivosh mentions in the name of the Raivet that apparently it was universal, I mean, this practice, that the Sheikh had got a fee. He got a fee only if it was a Ksheira, but if it was a Trefo. So the Bailim refused to give him. So the other Sheikhim discussed this evil. So the Rivosh mentions that the Raivet in his places where he had authority, so he instituted a change, a reform. And he instituted that the Sheikhet should get a fixed salary. But the Jews didn't have any money to give him the fixed salary. So then the Raivet suggested that true, he gets the fixed salary, but let him get it in shore kesef. He doesn't have to get it in cash. Now the Bailim didn't have any money, so let the Bnei Akile pay the shochet in shore kesef. So the kakashte used to be given a shore kesef for the fixed salary, but he got, so in other words, so of course he didn't take the kakashis of the treifes, because what could he do with the kakash of the treifes? I mean, he would have to sell it to goyim. I mean, so mimele the kakashis of the ksheires ended up on the whole to the fixed seller. But he instituted a practice that the shochet should get a fixed seller. But they didn't. They complained they don't have any cash. So mimele, they used to give him the kakashtes in lieu of cash in order to overcome this problem. So you see from the Rishayim, I mean, that they did not agree with this more of the task. when still the Taz mentioned it. All right. Vishub matzosi keilu mashal. Vilochim lagu. Mashma avol midine. Sheikhay to beidik latzi. Vikoshe me maslisi. Kola pcheiris od emreye chutz me pcheiris atzme. וכבר היקשה שם הרעש, מהרבה דבורים שמוצינו, תיצור במדרבונות, חוזר לנפשי. So Tesfes says, דף למד אלה, there's a דבר פשוט, that's the ראיה, that there is no soul of נגיע ניסרהת. Only the moments. ומוסיק שם, די דווקא יחד נצחד לכיסורי, וחוזר לנפשי. So, but there's the Shita of the Rashi, and it's very strange that the Taz doesn't even mention that what Rabbi Chaim Ozrua in Chuvei Sadi Gimel says, that all the Rishayim are chilek on the Rashi. He doesn't even mention it. So apparently he assumes, I mean, that this is so like the Rashi. So, Umosik Shom, the Dav Keirin Yitzchad Gisur, Luchos Lanavshi, Vim Kinochanam, So it's not this chazik isur. Elo shchite. So because he says from the lashon of the Ramo it's mashma. V'lochem noagu b'ktzas mikeimes she'ein odom sheichei to beidik la'atzmei elo isom hamimuni minako. So he says, Avol, so since the Ramo uses the Losh, of Lochi Noagu, so it's Mashma Mikra Medina Yitzorat. Mikra Medina Yitzorat. But, Mikra Medina, so now, Bisman, because, so Mikra Medina Yitzorat, Bisman of Hashemi, so, and we see it in Zman Chazal too, because we see that in Chazal, so Taboch sometimes is used in reference to a butcher, and sometimes Taboch is used in reference to a shochet. The answer is, because many times it was Heinach, the butcher, who had this business of selling behemoths, he was the shechet too. So since the Ramo uses a lotion v'chol ochinoagu, so it's mashma that mikra l'dinei tzorait to be sheichei to beidik l'atzmei. To be sheichei to beidik l'atzmei, so the butcher, the one who makes a business in selling meat, he can share the behemoth. He himself can share the behemoth. But it's a good practice was established. Lochinoagu, because if the Ramo had held that mikra l'dinei is choshut, where is Nigia? So you shouldn't say Vilochei Noagu. Vilochei. So, Mukhochit, She lo yishreit odom v'yivdik la'atzmei. Eloi salmon mekol. And he says, Vilochei Noagu b'ktas mekeimei. So it's not right. He just mentions a nice practice that was instituted in certain places, but not in all places. So it means that even if that practice does not prevail, it's still all right. But there is a nice practice. So, even though the Loshon of the Rivosh, from the Loshon of the Rivosh, it's mashma shel yovi lohoki lahachshir ke likabel scharim nakshereis, so it's mashma that it is, that mikra nidine, that is choshu. So apparently the Ramo didn't understand the Rivosh that way, the Bis Yosef, Bishim of Rivosh that way. And in other words, and he understood the Bis Yosef and the Rivosh, shall yovei lehokir hachshir to the kabel schorim nakshereis. In other words, that in order that people shouldn't be cheshit, not the shall yovei, not that mamish be cheshit, the pashtus haloshin in the Rivosh is not like that. But we see from the Ramos loshin, then he says vilochin noag biktzas mikein nishinod shirat, or it could be that the Ramo understood the Rivosh keep shooting, that is mamish choshet, but that can only accord with the shita of the Rash. But all the other Rishayim, achelik and the Rash, so mele, we are not mechuyev to be cheshish, we rely on rov shittes, on rov poskim, because the Rash is only a Yochi. But since according to the Rash, so is Mamish Choshut, there is a Psur of Negea in Isaveter according to the Rash, so Mimele in Ksas became is the Aneik because of the Sheet of the Rash. But Ramo himself understood that the Loshon of the Rivosh implies that Midine is Choshut. But since that Rivosh is based upon the Shite of the Rash, and most Rishenim Achelik and the Rash, so Mimele, Mikre, Dine Tzolayit, we rely on Rav Boskin. But Miksas became Ace. So this practice was instituted. That's probably the Pshat in the Ramon. All right. Vikoshem, we must listen. Kol HaPchiris Odom Reyeh Chutzim Pchiris Atzmei. וכבר היקשו שם הרעש מהר בדבורים שמוצינו דיצור ודרבון החוזר לנפשי ומוסיק שום דידף כיחד ישראל כיסור לחוזר לנפשי ואם כי הוכנה מביש לא עם הבדי כשאפיה דנשחתו אותו על השחיתה לב איסה מדינת בחייהו בחזקס ישראל מרס so the tases so what is the teretz that we can say and the רמו that in הוכנה מה according to the rash it's also מדינת but the רמו doesn't pass like the Rash. But he says, since the Shittas Rash is like that, so Mimele, it's not Agam Tzas Mekimis. But it seems that the Taz didn't assume that most Rishenim Achilik and the Rash. And that the Taz assumed that everybody agrees with the Rash. Everybody agrees with the Rash, not with the Rabbi Chaim Yazorah, that all the Rishenim agree, Achilik and the Rash did. So Mimele is that kashim. So how can the Ramo say that v'lochi no'agu b'ktsos mikeves, it's only a hidu? It's not a hidu, it's mikra medine. So he says, v'nirad lishore medine el lishchet. So he has that kashim. So umosik shom, didaf kirech en ischat kisur l'chot na'afkir, yukana bishlo yudike shapir, b'nishchatu utro, el lishchit ele v'yiseh, Midino, the Bchayero, Becheska Sisa, and Medes, Vinire, so that is already a teretz on the Kashi. Vinire, the Lishor, the Midine, or Lishrit, the Rid Mitzuyet, Lishrit, and Mumchne. So, Mele, here it's not considered Neged Cheska Sisa. It's not considered Neged Cheska Sisa because of the Aloche of Roiv Mitzuyet, and it's Lishrit, Mumchne. So, Mele, we are not Cheshit, even someone who has a Midin. Mashenkin Avalimira Loye Loye. So there are the Taz Paskins that in Achaname, if the one who shechts for himself had the Shaila in that Behime, it's not a connection with Shchite, but just the Shaila in Treifis in the Behime. So the one who makes a business out of the Tavoch himself, who makes a business who is in the Geya, so he should pass. So in other words, so that means that the Taz assumes that the Aloch is like the Rash. In other words, he doesn't say that the Rash is a Yochid. Apparently the Taz didn't see the Chuvis Rabbi Nechaim Yazoa. Because Rabbi Nechaim Yazoa says that all the Rishenim are Chilik and the Rash. And he mentions Kama Vikama Rishen. Now, Da Fein Zion Yivomis. There the Gemara discusses the incident with with whose. So the Gemara mentions that there was a whole discussion going on in Bezdin at that time as to whether Rus was allowed to be Muteres Lovin because after all she was an Amenis and Liyove Ameni Me'avid Kalad Shem. So is the Droshe of Ameni Veloy Amenis Me'avid Veloy Ma'avis. Me'avid Veloy Ma'avis. So the Gemara says that Fayin Zion, that Miyad, they were discussing that. So Miyad ve'amoso benish, Gemara Yevamis, Tafayin Zayin Medalev, Miyad ve'amoso benish ushmoy Yisro ha-Yisrael, asher bo l'Avigayil bas Nochosh. Now Nochosh is Yishai, that was the father of David. So Uchsi, Yeser ha-Yishmael. So melamed shechog achar biki yishmoel v'yomar komi shenishmei haloche zu yidoke b'cherev kach mikubloni mibeizdinei shel Shmuel haramosi. This is what I mean. So that was discussed at the time of Beyas, but it was discussed in the Bismedresh years later too. So he says kach mikubloni mibeizdinei shel Shmuel haramosi. Ameni v'loy amenis, me'avi v'loy ma'avis. Ma'avi ma'avis. So the Gemara has the kashi of me, Mehemet. After all, how was Yisra Israeli. So he was in Geyabidom. Why? Because he married the daughter of Yisha. So he was in Geyabidom. Because his status would have been affected if the Aloha had been, if the Roya had been, that Ibmaim and Miyavis and Amenis comes within the love of Ryobi Bikal Hashem, Ryobi Amin Ma'abit Al Hashem. So how was he trusted? He said, Kach Mikoblan, Mibizdini Shel Shmuel Haramosi. But why should we trust him? The Omar Ababi Omar Rav, Kol Talmid Chochem Shemeira Aloha, Ubo. In Kede Ma'ai Se Omro, Shemim Lei, Vim Lav, Ein Shemim Lei. So in other words, so here too. So the Gemara says, Shana Roche, Do Shmuel Bizdinei Kai. Do Shmuel Bizdinei Kai. So in other words, now there is a Loche, that Kol Talmud Chochem Shemira a Loche. Ubo, im kede maise omro, shemim lei, vim lav, ein shemim lei. So in other words, if a certain shayla arises, a new shayla, that the chachom in the Bismedrash didn't know before, a new shayla comes up. And then one Talmid Chochem says, I have a kabole, I heard it, that this is mut. So if he mentioned that Kabbalah before the question, the relevant question came up in the Bismedresh, then we rely on his Kabbalah. But suppose he mentions his Kabbalah only after the relevant question came up, so then we don't pay attention to it. So here too, why did we pay attention to it? Why pay attention? And after all, he had the Nigiyah. Because if the halacha had been that even a miyavis comes within the love of Liyove Amin Ma'avit Al Hashem, so then his status would be affected. Yisrael. So the Gemara says, "To Shmuel Bizdini Kaya." In other words, it's a milstav vidli gluyim. So we don't have to be afraid. Maybe he's misrepresenting the halacha, because how would one dare misrepresent the halacha when it can be verified from the Bez Nagodl of Shmuel Bizdine? The Bez Nagodl, the Bez of Shmuel was still Kayom. So they could verify whether it tells the truth or it doesn't tell the truth. So Rashi says, Shmuel Bizdine Kayom. He says, Umil Sedavid Ligluyehu Vil Mishakim. From Rashi's Loshnitz Mashma, that this aloch of כל תלמיד חוכם שמאיר הלוכה לבו, אם קדם מייסה אומרו, אישן מלאי, ואם לאו אישן מלאי, ואם לאו אישן מלאי. In other words, this involves another question. Let's say, suppose someone is a rov, and he's a partner in the slaughterhouse. I mean, the child came up in America, unfortunately. Suppose a certain rov, who is a big lum, and he's a partner in the slaughterhouse, can he pass the shayla and the behemoth in the slaughterhouse? So that's the shayla. So kol talmid chochem shemir aloche. So if he passes it on the basis of his certain chiddush that he mentioned, let's say in his sefer or bialpe, before the child in the slaughterhouse came up, so then of course we can trust him. But suppose he mentions a new chiddush likule that he never mentioned before, so it's in shemile. So, but if it can be verified, so Rashi says, milzad avud ligluy elim shakra b'inshi. So that's why he's trusted. The ritva in Yevomes and the Miri also says, chas v'sholem, that it means kol talmid chochem shemir haloche ubo im kine ma'is omro shemilei. Because we achish the Talmud Chochem, maybe he willfully misrepresents the halacha in order to protect his interests. Chas v'sholem, I mean, even an ordinary Jew is not choshut to falsify the halacha because of his own interests. But the pshat is because unconsciously, this is what the Ritva says. And the Miri, because unconsciously he might make a mistake when a person has an igiye, and let's say, so if he mentions, I heard it from my Rebbe, so maybe he heard from the Rebbe something that is similar to what he says, but because of his nigiye, so he unconsciously, his judgment becomes unconsciously influenced. After all, a person, you know, the more intellectual a person is, the more he is able, you know, of manipulating with his intellect. So maybe it is bididome. Maybe he'll make a mistake. Not chas v'sholem that we are chishin the Talmud Chochem, that he will willfully misrepresent and lie and say, I heard from my Rebbe that in such and such a case it's mutter. Chas v'sholem. This is what the Ritva says. And the Miri also says. But the Miri mentions one shita that says that they not enough. In other words, that if the Talmud Chochem mentions a certain halacha in the name of his Rebbe, after the question arose, so then we are mamash chishim. Nigi is choshet l'shaker. If somebody is in Igeya, he is choshet l'shaker. So even Talmud Chochem, the biggest Talmud Chochem, is choshet l'shaker. This is what the Miri says. There are some who say that from Rashi it's also muchach like that. But most Rishim say that the reason is why we say kol Talmud Chochem shemir haloche ubo im kedem ma'iseom roshemim lei v'im lav ein shemim lei. So it's because of bididome. Maybe he's making a mistake. In other words, let's say it might be that he heard something close to it. Now let's say in this case. Now what was the question? Let's consider this question. The question is whether a Gieres, an Amenis, comes within the love of Liyove Ameni Mavim Kalashem. So, if it hadn't been in Milzad Avida Ligluye, so then it was possible that Israeli heard. Now, the Torah Shebal Peh does say, that's the Kabbalah of the Torah Shebal Peh, that it only applies to an Ameni, to Me'avi, it doesn't apply to Me'avis. But the Torah mentions the reason, Al-Dvarash Likitmu Eschem Bilechem U'Memayim. So, the same The same term should apply to the Nekeves also. So the Gemara says, because Kol Kvoido Bas Melech Pnimo. So Mimele, the women of Amin and Neyov are not to be condemned for not coming out with Lechem and Mayim to serve to the Israelites. Because it's not in accordance with the dignity of a woman. Because Kol Kvoido Bas Melech Pnimo, to come out to the front, to the battle front, and help them out. So mainly they are not to be condemned. So it could have been, in other words, that the Israeli, not Chas V'Sholem, that Israeli will deliberately lie and say, I heard from the Bezin when he didn't hear. Maybe because of the Negiah. So he might unconsciously be so disposed towards the Kule, that maybe he heard from the Besdin of Shmuel, he heard that actually the reason as to why the Torah asked Amini Me'avi to come Bikal Hashem was primarily because of the crime committed by the males. And maybe the best meant, but because of the crime committed by the males, so the Torah assert even the Nikavis as well. But he just heard this one thing, so Mimele, because of his negiah, so he might be disposed to come to the conclusion. So it's not Chas V'Sholem that we are hinting, but negiah might so affect the judgment of the Talmid Chochem that in good faith he might come to the conclusion. Unconsciously, he wouldn't even know. This is what the Ritva says, Chas V'Sholem. That would be a choshev. In other words, so what is the shita of the Ritva? The shita of the Ritva is, why Chas V'Sholem? After all, there is a psul of negeya. The psul of negeya in negeya is postulatus. And so negeya is postulatus. So there is a machlekes between the Ramban and Teisves in Bava Basra. So the Ramban says that negeya is postul not because of choshev mishachim. So according to the Ramban, so there is no kashe. How can we say that the Torah is cheshe the Jew? I mean, maybe because of negiah lie. Because the Ramban says that the reason as to why a negiah is postulated is because if somebody has negiah, he becomes a baldovo. So the male is a baldovo, so he cannot be made just as a person cannot be made against himself. Is it because of Choshev Mishakeh? Because that's exactly a cause. A baldovo is not an aid. So a negiah is a baldovo. But I think it's Daphne Gimel in Bava Basra, he says that negiah is not a baldovo. But the reason as to why negiah is possible is because negiah is a Choshev Mishakeh. So now, why does the Ritva say that Chas V'Sholem, that we should say a Talmid Chochem aminis poslo l'shaker? How about Teisves? So in Igeya, even a Talmid Chochem is poslo l'edes in the Nemamenes because of poslo l'shaker. All right. So you can ask that against the Ritva. I mean, he says Chas V'Sholem. But anyway, the Ritva says Chas V'Sholem, that we should be cheshit the Talmud Chochem, that willfully he'll be mishake. Willfully he'll be mishake. So we could say that in Achaname, when Teisves says, the Ritva could agree. The Ritva could agree with Teisves that the reason as to why Negeyeh is possible, is Negeyeh is possible ladies is because of Achshosh of Mishake. But the Ritva will say, every Negeyeh. So why is it possible like this? Because maybe he saw something else and he didn't see the exact thing, and because of his negiah, so he comes to certain conclusions. Now, sometimes it's possible, even the Riya Vedas, let's say, suppose someone saw that a certain person was chasing after another person, and then he saw that the other person, the one who was being chased, is lying dead. So if he has any gear, so he'll get the impression that he saw. I mean, in good faith, he might get the impression that he saw, even though B'mtzias he didn't see the actual murder. He just saw that one person was chasing, I mean, like the incident of Shimon Meshotach, who saw, I mean, such a person in the Chore. So Memele, the Ritva can agree with the Shita of Teisves and still say Chas V'Sholem, that we are cheshit, that the Torah is cheshit, maybe deliberately he'll lie and misrepresent and falsify the Halacha. Anyway, the Ritva says that, Chas V'Sholem. But the Miri mentions a Shita. The Miri himself agrees with the Ritva. It's not that he's mamish, we are mamish cheshitim, but we are afraid maybe be the Domi. Maybe with Domi, his judgment, his conclusion will be affected. So, but he mentions a Shita in Yeshua Sheimeya that he's mamish choshes. And some say that Rashi Shita is also like that. Because Rashi says, to Shmuel bizdili kayon, umilse davudeli luyehu viloy mishakim. Luy mishakim. So in other words, so the only reason is why it's loy mishakebo is because it's milsa avidu nikluye. But otherwise, we would be afraid. But that's no raya that Rashi Shite is that Rashi is chelik on the Ritva on the Yisef, and that he agrees with the Yeshu Sheim here in the Mir Yivomis. But it could be Rashi mentions since we have our loch in the Mones that milsa avidu nikluye is lemishakre, so in Menakum is Nemo. And I mean all the Psuleides are Nemo in Milse David Oligluye. So the same reason, so true that a person unconsciously might be influenced by his Nigiye. But if it's David Oligluye, so the unconscious will be careful. If it's David Oligluye. So this could be the Pshat Rashi. So it's no Raya Mochachas that Rashi agrees with the Shite of the Yesh Mishain on the Mir. Now, I'm mentioning all that because, you see, if we say, now, this from the Tazitz Mashma, that he assumed that all the Rishainim agree with the Rashi. In other words, that in Kol HaTirei Kulei, in all Yisurim, so Talmud Chochem cannot pass Nishayle, if it is Ischazek Yisurim. And the only reason as to why, Miikra Lidine, he says, it's Mashma from Dramo, that one can shecht, even La'atzmei, do business with it, is because of Rov Mitzuyin Yisrael Shrite Mumchim. But otherwise, if he has any gear, he couldn't. Why couldn't he? So we see that there is a Yesh Shame in the Mir, and some say that this is Rashi Shita, that we are Mamish Echei Shishim Yechshosh of Mishakeir. So in other words, so that means that even by Yisra Beheter, there is a Psul of Negiye, and we are, and the Negiye is Choshot. So Mimele, this is why the Taz assumes. And then it could be something else, even according to the Shita of the Ritva, that it's on the basis of Bididome. So Mimele, he assumes that all the Shainim agree with the Rash. I mean, that in all Isabeheter, if it is Chazik Isurei, so one is not Lemon, not because he's Choshus Mishakeir, Bikavone, but because of Bididome. Maybe he'll make a mistake because of Nigiye, so maybe he'll make a mistake. All right. Now the Shach. Harizah Nevele. Peirush Sofik Nevele. וחמישי חסר. וחמישי כוסו. אלו שחיישינו עם שם, וכן כוסו בסעיף סעיף י' וכן כוסו ברמב, פרק א' מרשחית, והקולבוי, והסמאק, ושופוס, וריקח כוסו במחבר לכמון סימון חופכס, וחי גבנה, מחסב ולברוכי. אלו חיישינו, משמבהימו וחייהו בחסקסיס הרנרס. והנה יצא מייסור עד שיבוד לו, אמר נשחת, וחיב שנהיו בסופיק, ומסבור הלוך של נשחת קרוב. ואפילו בעיף, אפילו נוגה גם כן בעצם המפרקס, די כתרקת תרתה לטבוסה, שאיר רך ונוגה גם כן בעצם המפרקס, אפילו הוכח השינון שמו בעיר רבקה. שיר הפגימה כלשהו, פירוש אם נמצא פגימה כלשהו פסול, אבל חתחיל לנצור בדיקה על הביסחה וטופה, כאילו כמן סיפטס, משמל חשינו לפגימה כלשהו. So even though many shochtim are not so sensitive that by testing it over the nail, they should be able to detect a beginner culture, but as long as he doesn't see a beginner culture, so we are not chayshish for a beginner culture. V'chein kosev mashal, the loy kabach, sheposak lehoki, the nitri for beginner culture, well, kedich gira siperet, she'ilonu bozeh alo minuvayim. So the Bach is a maker here. And the Bach pastens that even if the Sheikhet detects a beginning culture, but if it is not kidir gira siperen, in other words, if the beginning is not substantial enough to intercept the male, so then it's not possible. In other words, so what's a pshat? Because many of the Shemim passed Rafchiz this din of Kedech Kira Siperet. Now we saw that there is a machlekes Rishen. Some Rishenim say that Rafchiz the Adaram Roim who are bathing in sunshine and in water were chelik on Rafchiz de. So true, Rafchiz de, when he said Kedech Kira Siperet, he meant that the gum should be so large that it should be able to intercept the nail, and this is what Rav Chisda meant. And since Amroim, other Amroim say that they were bathing and in the water, so that means they were chilek on Rav Chisda, so they pass like Rav Poppe, like the other Amroim, not like Rav Chisda. Not like Afrizde. And then the Rosh says that there is no machlekes. There is no machlekes. Why? Because the question is, what does it mean, Kiddush Yagav Chitzperen? So there are two pshotim. One pshat Yagav Chitzperen is like Chageres, a girl. In other words, that means it's necessarily certain shio, not mashu. But the other pshat, the Rosh says, in the Kabbalah is, Yad Mitzperen means he should feel with his parent. So in other words, sometimes if the Beidik is very sensitive, has a great degree of sensitivity, so with his parent he'll be able to feel even a mash. So the Taz says, like a Bach Shepot, the Taz says, like a Bach Shepotak Loki, the mitri for the Bkimo culture, Elkinir Kira Sipere, Shemu Bezel Menegain. So he says, because this is really very strange in the Bach. Because why did the Bach pass on the Kule? Because the Rosh and the Rosh, I mean, they all say that the Aloch is like Rav Chisda. But the reason is why they say the Aloch is like Rav Chisda, because they hold that Kira Siperen is the same Shio as Rav Poppe Shio, who was Beidik B'Maya. So in final analysis, there is no Nafkemine between the Rosh and the Rosh and the Ramban and the Rajba. The Nafkemine is only why they say so. So the Ramban and the Rajba hold that Rav Chisda holds that there has to be a relatively large shield. But the halacha is not like Rav Chisdei. And the Rosh and the Rosh say, no, the halacha is like Rav Chisdei, but Yad Bitzpeiren means culture. But the Bach assumed that since the Rosh and the Rosh, they say that the halacha is like Rav Chisdei, so he assumed that according to the Rosh and the Rosh, Rav Chisdei also mentions a certain shield. But this is not so. So Micholim on the law, okay. Ulefish Aro, Shebeit Ki Mitzipeiren, Hegeinu Lechol Pkibo, Shemechikeres, Tzipeiren Ksheiro. Biloyi, Daminek Poshut, Plipsi, Lafnubhime Kosho. Uchim Shekosu Besiosu, Vidake Meishe, Mashal, Usho Achei, Uchidas HaRambam, Vakobi, Varambam, Varajbo, Varam, Viziyaito. Because the Rambam, you see, so the Rambam, so mentions that the Bhima Koshu pass of the Sakin. But in Ilchas Misabchire, so he mentions Ligami Mizbeach, the Kishdagabe called Tzipere, Shdagabe Tzipere, and he says, Kideach Shomru Bishchita. Why? Because the Rambam agrees with the Rosh and all. We say, Lchatchil Lchashil Bhima Koshu. Visadalom Dirisipere. וכי משמע תרזוב, כי פריש, זה גם מה שאומר הבר, דמטיב, זה משמע, דיבוי דווקי ידגיר הסיפרן, לסת, וראי ישר יעקב בקוס ודעתי, זה וכן תרזוב. צורך ליבדיק הסקין כאילו, ואם נסמך על מה שאני רוצה ליבדיק אחר השחיק. וזה כופו עמך וחוזר לנו, בולך לישרי, כלים רב ולסמך שאיבדיקן אחר כן עושה, ואתם כוס מרש בו, לשם הוא ישכח ליבדיק אחר השחיק, והרי הוא כאילו נבלה, הוא מביא ביסיוס לכם משהו ביטור. נאו, ובפחי שספחס כוס אבטה משום שנאמר, ושחטתם בזם ואכלתם. That's very strange, because that smach is only לגבי בדיקס חוכם. But that's a decay is based upon the fact that without a decay, there is a חשש, maybe it's a problem. וכושן בשעס אמרינו בניים תרסק נתירה, תרסי, ושחטתם בזה ואכלתם, פשיטה כיבד חינוקיב, תריף, ובואי בדיקה לסוד גמורנס, זה חוכם כמובן. סכין שדיבודק בירוחם, כלי מה שמיר לך סכין על האצבע, וכן פרקבית לשעמים לסיין פינגל את הסס, לתאח ירוחם ואבוי אינם כמי ירוחם ואבוי ישלום. Because today, we do not test it the way they did it in those days. In those days, the etzba was stationary, and the sakin moved, and today just the reverse. All right. We may be after lo yohim of shlosi pshul and shudu ketz begei abisim and mekere. Shlosi pshul atam kos va poskim, dichol mirsel ram yale yidish, obi it vila vadaiti. Adikai ma reish is akun. Vim loy ken reish is akin in machri shoheir, va boso, va hakein u kitz kereya. That's in line with Rashi's shit. In line, not the Roy Rivshit. Yesh lehat vip hakel, v'afilu misuseches v'natzad. Avoleso v'shumim shem natzlodim, that's quite a distance from the Chud HaSakin, near Limut. This is a shchite mir b'chob, k'ay gav. I mean, he uses the Loshin mir b'chob, v'chboti. So he uses the Loshin k'ay gavne, because it has nothing to do with the mir b'chob, v'chboti. The Gemara says, Daf Ches and Daf Yud, Yud Ches, there the Gemara applies Mir Vachovich Ligabei the Zdodi Asakin, the Tamamish. Vein Lachodo, Hoyu Vein Bobka, Shechtim Bo, Ve'af Al Pi Sheilich Ve'evi, Kol Ayei, Ache Shochto, Shechto Sik Sheo. weil wir kamen sie noch oben gimmel, die behemo kai gabne li pom im treif. Kleima, die schom sie dauert nis boia, da scheich in Bisaki, schein echad, wie die Sakiv kishi o shie, die mir jut ach bin schol simon rische, die post, wie taimen nis boia schon, die chibu she nechtach, rei wa simon o rische, habe kelu nechtach kule, ומה שמלך ומייבי במי ותני שאה, הווי כאילו מלך ומייבי ביודו ברגל. ויהיו כך, ואייב, שאכשר בסימני החורת, כמה זה מחבר לרחוש אפשיה, דמיד שחותך, So, in Simech of Gimel, so it's mentioned that Hasheich is Nisakin Shinechad, and then he's Nisakin, Kishi or Shi, Bimiutachin Shal Simech Rishen. So he's possible. So there we say, why? Because since he spends a lot of time, so Mimele, that covers the time of the Shia. So, Vilka behave Shir Bisimechot, or Kama Simchalev, Lichoshiv Shia, the Miyad Shechota Achriv Simenechot. Ebei Farinik Mashatosi, we have forgot the Kaimelon. The Kaimelon. Simen Chom Gimel Vishi Afil Kol Shehu Psuo Afilo Bimiyut Basre Bein Behei Bein Bilheime Hayne Davke Shia Mamesh Masheim Kein Sheichet Bisakin Ro Kivim Shemele Chumei Vitomid. So they were not Machmir, because you see over there we say that now there is Shita of Rashi, there is Rabbi in the Gemara. There is a bayi that from the ways of the hour. So the Gemara is a bayi. Show me mutimoni mao. So that's several pshotim, various pshotim by Rashi. Rashi's pshat is, show me mutimoni means if he made the Shia in the mute basra of the sin. In the mute basra of the sin. So the Shia is, Shochad Orov, Vishor B'miud Achel, V'gom Ashritosi, Mal, Mi Amrion Kim Diobad Lehu Beis Kasheya, Oidil Mo Kim Dihoda V'gom Rokulo, V'gom Dihoda V'gom Rokulo Chodesh Chiti. Kulesh Chodesh Chiti, that's Rashi's Pshat. Now, then, Rabbi Neishi explains the Abaye in the Gemore, the Abaye in the Gemore, so, of show me some money. So tasteless, that flamed of the base, the tasteless, heck we need some money. So then, they show me some money, they come on the forge, they call a sheikh, they suck a roll. They come a roll, some of the hailich, they call a yam, kuli kosha, umi boil on, im show had hubi shorecho, the hailich, the hailich, call a yam, kuli be mute. Mal, the deal me hode marsha misakmuro, a filhele vein kolaye in kule, heine be misasik lachte chasime, aber kan, kiv mishe kvochot achrube, hare yutlu en echtach kule, uch shemeli chumei vi kolaye in kule, beitzi muute, hare kilu melech biyad u regya, vi yeish kan shiye u psu. So that's the pshat in the Gemara of Shor Mitzmon, according to Rabbi Neish's pshat. Now, so he says, so he says, the Shom Nisboy, the Hashaykh, the Sakin Shinecha, the Nisakin, Kishi Oshie, the Mutachin Shosim Rishay in the post, the Taiman Nisboy Shom, the Hiv Shelech Tachri Vasimen Rishay, Havik Lunech Tachkuri, Mashemelech, maybe Mutanish, Havik Lunech, maybe Biodo Berago, the Hilkar Bave Shech Shir and Simelechot. Come and see of Aleph, Lehoshev Shie, the Miyache Hotachriv Simenechot Behave, Harinik Mashritose, we have forgot the Kamuli Kamon, Simoch of Gimel the Shia, Afilu Kosho Upsulo, Afilu Bimut Basre, Bain Behave, Bain Behame, Haindavke Shia Mamish, Mashainke Sheikh and Bisakin Ro. So then we have to resort to another Chumre, the Pshat of Rabbi Neish, some Mimele. We don't have to be mitzarif all the chumres, because the pshat of Rabbi Neish and then all the chumres ligabi the shiur miye, ligabi the shiur shi. Lipomim treiv. Because lafuke loy shiur shiur shi. In am lafuke heiche heiche shekive, ve'ini arbeis asimonim yachad, zeh itzel zeh. v'shochat shneim ubus. So in other words, when the Rambam says, "Vayim kamon simchov gimu di behemah haygamne lipomim treife," so when is a treife? If let's say he was shechet the behemah, and first he was shechet one simen, so and then he was shechet rov of one simen, and then he spent an hour in shechting with a sakin rov. He spent an hour in shechting the miudbaster of the first simen, and after that he shech the other simen. So in such a case, we say that it's treife. Lafuke heche shekivim veiniach beiz asimonim yachat ze itzel ze vishochat shneyem. So then it's not possible, because according to Rabbi Yishes Pshat, that's the abay of the Gemara. Show b'miut simonim. In other words, b'miut simen basre of the first simen in the behemah. So since mikra didine, he only had to cut the rov of the simen, and he already cut the rov of the simen. Now he's spending a lot of time in the shrit of the miut basre. So you could say, since it's not even necessary for him to shech the miut basre of the simen, so mele it involves the psul of shi. Masha'im came if after he cut the rov of the first simen, so he holds on to both simonim, and he shechts the second simen together with the first simen, so then there is no shaila. So then it's not possible. If he doesn't shecht both simonim together, so first he shechts one simen, and he spends a lot of time, a few hours, on the midbasra of the first simen, then he shechts the second simen. So then it's possible, because then it's following the abayin alif shetech of shalom mitzimonim, according to Rabbi Yishes Pshat. Masha'inkein, if he holds on to both simonim, and he cuts both simonim at the same time, so then it's not all in that abayin, because he's also being shchite. Or shuv matzosi bibach simchov gimu shekosel mayli pastina shiye kol shu kol hashicha misakno ro psu hashchite leilom vein shiye lidovo vitzor chiyun. I mean, because this is not so, because when we pasel shiye kol shu, so it's on the basis of all the chumres, because there is with the shite, there is one shite, so we're shaming that the shiye is determined in every mean. In other words, it's not determined. You see, most Rishonim say that the she or she is kishi yarbitz behemo v'yishchiteno. So even if the shchita takes place in the north, so the she or she is how long it takes leharbitz behemo v'yishchiteno. But there is a shite that if the shia takes place in the north, so then it has to be determined in terms of the time it takes to shecht enough. And after all, enough you have to shecht only one simen, so it's a minimum time. So we say that by off we passel even a mash. In other words, if the shechet lets off his sakin for a minute or even for half a minute, and he doesn't use the sakin and shrit altogether, so it's possible. Because of that, it is reshenim. So when we apply that chumre, if the sheikhet lets off his hand from the sakin, and he doesn't use the sakin and shrit, if the sheikhet uses the sakin, uses the sakin for a minute or two in shechting, in shechting that, so with the sakin ro, then we don't pass the shrit. We come back to resolve, it's more than much with whom Dafke Shioshie, the Henshorash Hachelim, because we stam Gabehim Shioshie, Muvan le Hatrila in Lishrit by Afil Eif, Kim Vitzorich le Hatrila Lishrit by Simon and Eif can be Eif. Sheila Vierede Stirred Afil Beis Gimu, Ila Vierede, Koshe Lishrit. The same thing that Tasse, In other words, not what the Bach said, that when do we say if it's kinochosh, in other words, if it had bimes, and then you pile it up, so it's kshero only if it had one bime, but if it had many bimes and they were filed down, so then it's possible. So it's not like that. So the Shach is saying the same thing as the Taz. This ויקוסף משבר הסבייז בשם הרייבד, וישליך את הסקי כדי הבדיקה שאדם פה ממניקחש בשיחת גימה, והעיד שהרייבד שכ... והעיד הרייבד שכניר עלי מייסי שבו נקב לא מוצא בגימה, והרקן כששיך שבמאי מוצא בגימה. So in other words, so we have to wash out the sake, because sometimes some drops of blood become coagulated, and it's hard to determine, to detect the given. Also, Abu Bilevet Asaki Shish would give also Mishribo, a few Mishrab and Mishra's waking up in. Abu Bilevet, so we had three ways. Abu Bilevet Kosher, a few Lukorach Matlis Alabimo, Imim a Boril Shulin Gatti, which goes to the Rabbi Simon Bob. Vahani Daki Shura Kim Shrit, she is with Gimme. Abu Luyo da Boma Kim Boril Shulin Gatti Kin Shab Gimme, he will mile the Hetch of Saki or Boril Shulin Shahadi, El Mashal Matum Hetzi Vahagavne, Abdevedosa. The whole meal said Ram Yale the Inish Lavadite, can you save 7 dollars? So Hashikh and Mesradi say the Sabbath or living Korea Mech. Mashma Dike Kilkes Abisla Tufra Tlatsuchas. וכן קודם להרקמי שהם מעביר. זה לא ישמע כוסוף על שהם שחיתת אישון אם נעליב דקיות ואיז ביקס בין שחיתה ושחיתה. כי רוח החום עם נכה ממנו להפסק. כל כך בברוכה לשחיתה שנייה. So it's not so. ולא יהיה נהיה. In other words, so when the Shchunoruch says that between one behem and another he has to make a bdike, so he has to make all the bdikes that the sheikhet is מחויב to make before he starts shechting. So how many bdikes is the sheikhet? מחויב to make you the biggest that was בזמן חזל and בזמן רשיינים. Today, it's for some reason, we don't make so many biggest. So במילא, if he shechts behemes rabbis, he also has to make all these biggest between each behemes, between one behemes and the other. ולא נראה דו צורך השחיתה להווה הפסק, כנקם, ואפילו או רשיין, תחשינו שם עבר או רשיין או נרגים, ומי שרצה להכנס עצמם לסופיק, זה אין צורך ליפי סאקים משחיתה לשחית. כי משמע גם כדברי המחבר והרמב״ם מריב שקוסמו, שלא נעשה, משמע דווקא מהייתה מצורך ליפי כל אחד ואחד. ובדמי זה בתחום הסדשן, וכן הוא הלוכה בכל בין, סמאג בשור פוסקים, וכן פוסק משל, ברקם הלכון, וכן נראה למוחה בהדי, בדברי הוריב וראש, שקוסף בוס המי בפוסק וילחס כאבונה בשלשום ובעצומס, הילקח צור ובדיקה בגחוד ובחוד, וכן מוכה בספר התרום. סימן בי שקוסף, אם שוחה בסכן דוקה לך השחית המוצא בבגים וכולם צולס, לא כן תיב ליבדיק עסקי מכל אחד ואחד, וכן מוכה בשס, במי דיבומה, כמנק רבונה אלמיס לו בקמייס, וכן קוסף בחדוש הרש בו, תוך מוכה סוגיה, מה שאימץ רב כהונה, רב כהנה, בדיקה זה בכוחות ובכוחות, דרכי זה טייבו ולא עם החייבו, וכן דעשה בפוסקים, דלוי, לוי כאבך, וכוסף שהראש והטור הם אחרינים, רוב ולא שנורי וליושב בניהם, לקח לי שינה לושן, לקח שינו הלושן וכוספו, ואם בבוא, דלסת, דמדברי, הטור אין הכך, ומורי והראש מוחקים בהדיה, מלבד הלושן, מלבד הלושן. So מי הוא צורך של יקחו מהנשחותים לאחל קדם דיקס הסקי של החשרית. In other words, what he's saying, he's saying to rebut the Bach. What the Bach? In other words, because the Ramos says here, ומי שרצה להכניס עצמי לסופק זה, אין צורך לבדיק סקים בין שחיתה לשחיתה, Sakal ishchit al ishchit, the Bach is chelik. In other words, so the Bach holds that even if the person shechts for himself and he says that he is willing, that he is willing to sustain the loss, he is willing to take the risk, so he's still mechuyev to make a bdike bein kol shchita v'shchita. Why? But because of baltashis. So he mentions the raya from all these geshenim that it's only because of the ultimate consequences. In other words, that if he doesn't make a bdike bein kol shchita v'shchita, and then after shechting 100 behemes, He finds the second pogrom, so then he has to be matri for all the 100 behemes. But if he shechts for himself and he's willing to take the risk, or even if he shechts for others, but he is willing to reimburse everybody for all the behemes, so then it's all right. And the Bach says no, that he's not allowed to take that risk because of al tashris. So this is what he says. You see, so in other words, now the lashon of the mechaber is hashechet behemes rabbi seif is harbi tzoruch livni b'kol echad v'echad she'im. So he says, so of course the lashon of the mechaber, the Bach has to agree that it's only as an eitz teirin, because since he uses lashon she'im, so that means that he is explaining why he has to make a bdikah between one behem and the other. Because Sheyim, so that's mashma, that if he's willing to take the risks, then it's all right. But the Bach says, so he says, the true, so he says, because of שהיסיק על הרב, וכוסף שהראש ועתור, הם אחרינים, ראו בלושן אוהיב, ולא יושר בעיניהם, לכך שינו הלושן וכוספו ואים. So in other words, so he says that since the Rosh and the Tur don't use the Loshen Sheim, but they say ואים, so that means that they achilik on the reef. Enoch Name, the reef holds that this requirement of making a bdike between one behem and another is only as an itzatev for himself in order to protect himself. But if the person is willing to sustain the laws, then he doesn't have to make a bdike. And that's mashma from the lotion of the reef, that he says sheim, and the mechaber also says Sheim, but he says the Rosh and the Turo, they don't use the Rosh and Sheim, and they use Vein. So why did they use the Rosh and Vein? Because they hold that it's not just as an Eitz Teivah, but it's a Chiyuv, he's Mechuyev. And then they say, Vein lo yosakim boda v'achino. In other words, he cannot say in the Reef that it's a chiyuv, because the reef uses Loshen Sheim, and he cannot say in the mechaber that it's a chiyuv, because he uses Loshen Sheim, but the Rosh and the Tur, they use the Loshen Vein. In other words, Asheich Beim Esrabi Seif Isarbe Tzoruch Livim Kol Echad Vechot Vein Loi Osakei. So then it's not Muchach. So he says, why do they use the Loshen Vein, not Sheim? Bikavona. But that is no right. They just use the Loshen Vein, in other words, to tell us that if he failed to make Ibdike, so even though it involves such a big hefset, he was shared at the 100 behemoths, and he made Ibdike after the 100 behemoths, after the shrine of the 100 behemoths, so all the behemoths are Asuret Bachim. But it's not Bikavona that he uses the Loshen Vein because they hold that even if he is willing to sustain the loss, so he's mechuyev to be paid. Alright. L'hach tisatzmi b'kos v'ata razov, im u'shechet l'achirim v'osakein shalom d'oshus, v'nim tzarakein asakim pogum tzoruch l'shalim, afim u'shechet b'chinom, ki dimazig yadai, atkam. So the Taz is chilik on the levush, but the Shach agrees with the levush. All the poskim agree with the levush that he's chay l'shal. V'afim u'shechet b'harbe,
ואמרים לשם בעצם הפרקש של רשינו נוגע ונפגע ומתרשוח את הרבה בהם בסניפה. ונפגע במפרקש של אחז. ונבד עסקי יש ואחנו. תראים על החומרה אמרינו. Even though we pass like Rav Chisde, and we don't pass like Rav Chisde, we pass like Rav Huna. We only pass like Rav Chisde in the case of Shiva Ba'atzome, Yis Atzome Zachere. So that means that Likule we are not Tehle in the Reis Mafrekesh, but Likule we are Cheshish Reis Mafrekesh. Likule Amrin Reis Mafrekesh speaking in Gia Lechut. Avloi Likule Kriliu Tzifal. Shchitos Ikshayu. Hoi Uviyot Zved. Zeli Shino Rosho. Likule Yiseyer. He listly is bayer, yesam bafrekis. He'll kachin chen yoda bivada. Shall we show our atomates? Shall we show our atomates? Tell him the chumre. Im as bayer nivga, avogal. He is a shriach. She fog him bets mafrekis and bayer asnale. Avog here chen nevga sakin, umi sapkelo. So instead, the where the sakin got lost. So, and then, umi sapkin show our atomates. So since it got lost, so we may, and we find the pogum after we found it. So we find the pogum. So then we are telling that he must have handled it. Someone must have handled it. Aratzos. Then this week, after the sharing, he will be called to him on the brach. And we go to Shai Lishom. Who are it? Amacher. The whole yotz asakim heter yotz. Why do you think Gumo? Ima sheshishova baratzomis. Vilava daiti. Dei kesakim achaskosim. ואימר, לא איבי. שחיתו סגשי רוב לחשינו שמעמדו סביב במעצה, ויצנענו שלא ירגמנו, לשמו ישרד ובלדיקי, ואיבי לסקי ומזבח הסקוסי שאופו דוקאים לכם, ושמו עושו ופוגום במה שנשתמש בו. אבל מסריקה, now suppose it fell on the floor, so if we saw that it fell on the hoodie, so then we are tailing the bgam in that fall. But if we saw that it fell, but we didn't see how it fell, whether it fell on the chudei or it fell like this, and it's dodo, so then we cannot be telling it. Av misveikin telim shom v'al chudo. Hayne tamim shom da misveik sveiki. Lisa, chodo di shom olu nofla al chudo. Vim tim salim am nofla al chudo. Shom olu nivkim o bikark. Dikark ein ubadu bigemes. Ki di ise bichuvas. Bichuvas arosh. Val chov. וחיקוס משל שם, וכאן קיב דיקס וקס ויקי עושה, אין שום, ולדום כלל ולגול ספיות גימו, היכן נבד עסקי, והקים נמצא פוגו, דיקושה, די עושה מלכה לחודס ויקי, די שם השום ויעצום איס, ולעבד הייתי, כמבוי השום. So that words, now the taza is the cash, as to the parents there, between the aloha mentioned in ספיות גימו, and the aloha mentioned in ספיות גימו, in aloha ספיות גימו it's mentioned, that if he wasn't bathing, if he got lost, and they had no opportunity to be made in the sake. And then he found it. And he found it pogo. So then we are telling the hockey. And we say, we presume that somebody must have handled that somers with that sake. And that's the reason as to why he became pogo. And in Alochet as well, we say that even if we saw that it fell on the floor. But we didn't take notice in what position it fell on the floor. Whether it fell on the chude or it fell on the study. So he cannot be telling, okay, that was the task ash. So the task in the terrace, because over there he wasn't delinquent in any way. So mainly we rely on the rice. Mashenkin in this case, he was delinquent. Because, so in this case, so he was delinquent. So because he failed to be beidiket immediately after the shrit. In the meantime, because of his delinquency, so it fell on the floor. So we cannot say Hurmios Meta. This is the teretz and task. And of course our Hashul Kong in the teretz, because over there it got lost in the Mokim Hefker. So it was exposed, it was accessible to everybody's hand. But the Shach gives a different teretz on that kash there, on that kash. He says the reason is why in Siftes Vov we, so he says, Vilidome Klau, Lil Sivigimu, Heche Neved Asake, Vahakim Nimtse Pogum Kosha. The also, Leke Lechode Sveike, the Shem Shoba Vyatsome is Lavadaite, Kim Vuya Shom, Vei Dikan, Hul Vasakim Lifoneinu. So he says, Heine Taimu Shudabes Vek Sveke Lisa, Chode Vishem Olu Lofla Al Chudo, ואם תמצא לו עם הנופלה על חודו, שם הוא לא יניב כמו. בקרקי, דקרקי מבד בגמס, because here we have a ספק סווייקה, a ספק סווייקה לחומרי. So this is how he answers the kashi, as to the parent spirit between the Aloha in Sifyut Gimu and the Aloha in Sifyut Gimu. Will he do the cloud? We will Sifyut Gimu. He had never the sakra kinim to come because he doesn't like the Chodet Sveike. But Mashen came in Sif, in Sif Tesvo, we have to expect Sveike Lechum. The Shemo, the Chodet Vishem, Shom, the Atzom, the Adayim, the Shom, the Kan, Hoi Vasakra Lefoneinu, which are big in Kilo Yotzum Eilom, Cheskeseter, Avlo Osom, Kim Shenevan, Yotzum Cheskeseter. So he mentions also the Tazteretz. Now the Taz and the Shach were written at the same time. But on this Kashi, so he gives now that one tutor with him. Now he doesn't mention the Orcha Shulchan Teretz. That he doesn't give the Shach. But who the second Teretz in the Shach is the same as the Taz Teretz. And then he gives another Teretz because in the case of Siftes War, we have a Svek Svek Lechum. Vedic, Vikan, הוי ועסק לפני מצור דיקה, אם כאילו יוצא מאילו מחזק סתר, אבל עושם כאילו משנבע, נסיף ידגימו, שכאילו משנבע יוצא מחזק סתר, כאילו שנסבויה, that's like the taster, הוא ככה אפילו נמצא חכה עם כאילו החזק סי, החזק סי זה תהירה, ואמרים כאילו שוב, עצוסום יש לו, עדיינתם, המקור רוצה לחלקים, שהראש בתשובה שום פוסק כדוליון, נסיף ידגימו, ובסוף קוסם משה קוסם, התורם חבר, כאן, וכן קוסם משל, פרק המלכו, I don't understand why the Shah, neither the Taz and the Shah, they didn't mention the Orcha Shulchan Teretz. I mean, it seems to be such a simple Teretz. All right. Will you marry the Al-Sev Taz Abach, Sheher Bibo, Vishavi Lo Arao, Roshki, and Shemi Bibuhi? So in other words, so the Taz mentioned that the Bach is Chilik and the Mechaber. He says that the Mechaber is Seisar himself. Because since he passed in Sifyut Gimel, that it's muter liatil likule, so in Siftes Vov we should also pass from liatil likule, even though he didn't take notice that the sakin fell on chud. Right. Well, it might also be that a parsha we wash out the rosh kimishim et mitbure. She saw the chosim mashkos mitshuv. We should go yosim ta shalitim shochno chumashal. So in other words, that's what the Bach says. That don't work mashkosav. So in other words, he agrees with the Taz. וכן בתרזור, בסיפה צפחי צדק, הביאו שני דין מאילו, בסתם, בפסק הלוח, וכן דרכי מישה, פוסק להר בתשום שלוש. אפילו דרך שביר. So he says, סורכי, now the Taz was חיליק על המחבר. And the Taz says that the Ram has reference to a case where he cut the עצם הפרקס דרך הלוח אל הבוי. So then the Yesh Machmirim in the Ran say that we cannot be tailored likule. Masha'inke, if he will cut the Etzem HaFrekes, derech Shvirem Amesh, derech Druse, so then the Yesh Machmirim will agree that we can be tailored likule. This is what the Taz is. So we pointed out that from the Loshon of the Ran, it's not mashma like that. It's mashma like the Mechaber says. True, from the Loshon of the Rashbo, it's mashma. That if he cut the etzem afrekes, the artruse, so then we atel likule. So the Rashbo is chilek, but the Yesh Machmir in Ram, achilek on the Rashbo, and the Mechaber paskens like the Yesh Machmir in Ram. Now, so the same thing is discussed by the Shach. But tzorchi, the nirem ha-poskim derech shvire, if it's not derech loch ha-vavoye, teili. In other words, not like the Mechaber. In other words, he's saying, what the Taz is saying. The Shach is saying what the Taz is saying. Gamashe nira sheitz amchaba ki maran in mucher da aran koi achota biderach lochem avoy viteide shari kosev al ze vichin kosev arashbo. So in ach name he says vichin kosev arashbo because the Ran mentions the other loshen, the third loshen. So the Ran mentions two timing but the mechaber paskens like the yesh machmirim Loshen in the Ram. So according to Loshen, Yesh Machmir Loshen in the Ram. So it's mashma that even the Derech Shvir Mamish, we are not able to call it. So in other words, the Shach agrees with the Taz. All right. Im Bolek Hasaki, Achashrit Vitzni, Lichei Reit, Kosher, lo mo kosher am chabad in ze. Hali kol shklu, mi ma she kosher bisiv yudim. So in other words, why does he have to tell us this thing? Im dobo da kasakin ha shchite, vi itzni, va hakim nim tse pogo, is less lo mo de im abi dobo. De im abi dobo achanit gav, so it's a kalochim of logic. If in simen yudsiv yudim, the mechaba mentioned, that even though the sacking got lost without a bdiket being made, and then after some time it was found pogo. So yatil lokel alachas kama lichamo, if the sheikhet was beidek immediately after the shkite, and he hid it, and then he found it pogo. So certainly we cannot, we certainly yatil lokel, if we yatil lokel even in the case of Sif Yud Gimel, where he didn't make the bdike immediately after the Shchite. Alachas kama vechamo in this case of Sif Tezayin, where he made the bdike, of course we should be the local. So what kind of a chiddush is it? Vitzolch leim al kar dikidak vikosa deim abid avrachan nimna, u yishova beyatzomis, u lilu yikosa vletam deim ashova beyatzomis lechud, bishmili u mayre shim yodua yishova beyatzomis suloi, u chidi mashma nam mitzvus arosh, ולכך אמרים אנשים לא ביה עצומס, אבל לא חש מינון, אבל אגב שידוע בביו, שלא ישוב ביה עצומס, כשניח ביקוי, זו, אבל לא חכים שפות ככה שחיתה, אם הבידו ברח אני דגמה עצמי, או ישיבה ביה עצומס, in other words, the חידש is, because in the case of Sifiyot Gimur, so we went, so we are telling Shmiras Atzomeis, in other words, only if he didn't know where the sacking was all the time. He got lost. So, some of many ways we can be telling Atzomeis. But suppose he knows that it wasn't used in Atzomeis. He knows that it wasn't used in Atzomeis. So then we cannot be telling Loki. Mashenke, in the case of Sif Tezayin, where he made it dig after the shchit and then he put it away and then he found it pogo. So even if he knows that no atzomis it was used, that no atzomis was it used, so still, since he made it dig and he put it away, so then he knows that at the conclusion of the shchit there was no b'gam, and the b'gam obviously must have taken place after. So even though he knows that it wasn't handled by atzomis, he still is stealing something. What? So if it's possible atzomis, possible atzomis. If it's not possible atzomis, maybe there was just, it was just pushed inside the table where he hid it, and because of the push, so it collided against something, against the wall of the table, against the shulayim of the table. So since he made it decay, so then we know. So even if he knows that it wasn't handled on Atzomeis, we are still telling him. Avloch Hashmin Afakav Shidu Abibayo Shlubo Atzomeis Kin Shmiya Bikufso Afilo Hoche Kim Shibot Kachar Ashrite Kim Shibot Kachar Ashrite Eim Abidu Varache Nivgam Atzmi Yisholo Atzomeis V'yaf Al Gav V'yaf Al Gav the little safe seal yidalet lechashin Hashem imam dosim nivgam atzmei hoso mishum dein reyesi lefoneinu vikach mitmul lachas kose avroch hari pogum lefonecho vakor cham rinon imam dosim nivgam atzmei dobra achir ovinim tso yofi yoch lechoch amnim chir agoy yisa ofese vinira disfir lich mashi kose vrash varam deo deo imin adnei tzkish leo sakin lechochom umnikvi nishol chochom uchid lekamen simarish vevei vishim amedalet deo hoyu menadna al kvidarab וכך יוכלים חלל כבדי כוח לבים חב חיידי יוכל כמה סימרים של וייס חב שמחל כבדי כבדי מוכל אבל הרמב״ם סיפר קל ומחל שחיתה והכל בוי והסמאקוס והטעם דו ימינדי לפי שישמח לשחיתו סיפה מהחרס now we mentioned the Rambam in מחל שחיתה he says that the reason is why we went over the Rambam last time. ששייכת בו לפני חוכן, ושוחד בו לעצמי בית כנסו, אם נמצא, אם נמצא סיופו ובדוק אומנד נסי, ושייספך לעצמי פעם אחרס, ותהיה בגומו וישרי בו, ונמצא, שלפי, so in nimtze is yofo ubduko. Minadene say, not because he wasn't neig in Talmud Chacham. In order that this should serve as a deterrent, that he shouldn't arrogate to himself the right to determine whether the sakin is fit to shecht without showing it. So sometimes he might fail to make a proper thinking. So it's not because of Kovit Talmud Chochem. So it's not shaykh to say he was meichel. So he cannot even be meichel according to the Rambam. Because at time now she is mashdos pam acheret im gu yishrei ufizef she'adin achocham yochei limchei miu bishas perikam edechul mashma kerashe ve'oran. Now the question in this shah, why does he say Ufize Efsha Vinachocham Yochalim Chay? Why Efsha? The Rambam says that the reason is why we're menadene say Kidei Shalom Yismeich Al Shchito Sei Pam Acheres Al Pam Acheres. So that's the reason as to why we are menadehim. So why does he say Efsha so certainly in a Chocham Yochalim Chay? That's strange. The Chocham Yochalim Chay. Miu b'shas perikam l'chum, mash mikra shivaran, v'chim mash mois apostkim. All right. So the other shachs, he just mentions what the Rivosh says, and we discuss the Rivosh. All right. Now, just in 3 minutes, I want to start the other shir. So please tell the others that they should come in here.